Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston. This is Hotel Mars, continuing with Professor Richard Binzel of MIT, who is working on a mission to intercept and accompany a near-Earth object named Apophis in the year 2029 and for years afterwards. That's OSIRIS-APEX. However, we're going to go back in time because there is speculation as to what happens if an asteroid such as Apophis or larger hits Earth. What are the secondary, tertiary events? What do we learn from the event that happened that is said to be the death of the dinosaurs? It happened at the Yucatan Peninsula near the edge where there was a shallow sea that now called Chicxulub. And the strike was at a certain angle we can measure, at a certain speed we can measure, and I believe it was a very large chunk of something like a broken-up planet, a very large asteroid. I've never had the exact size, but big enough so that the crater was vast. And there's evidence of the crater all in that part of the world, the Yucatan. Professor, that one day the dinosaurs looked up and this object came flying through the atmosphere and hit the Earth. What happened then?
Well, first I want to say that we have a space program, so this shouldn't happen to us. But the dinosaurs didn't. And what happened on that bad day for the dinosaurs is that about a 10-kilometer-sized asteroid came entering through the Earth's atmosphere. For an asteroid as large as that, the atmosphere doesn't matter. The atmosphere doesn't protect us. And effectively, that object struck the Earth with the full force. It was traveling maybe 20 or 30 kilometers a second when it hit the Earth, generating enormous amounts of heat and energy in that impact, making a crater several hundred miles wide and throwing up so much dust and debris into the atmosphere that we think the Earth went dark for a period of months or years. There was so much dust and debris in the atmosphere. And so sunlight was cut off from the Earth's surface. If you were a plant-eating animal, you didn't have plants to eat. If you were somebody who liked to eat the plant-eating animals, you didn't have anything to eat. And so I think it was about 85% of all species on Earth went extinct at that moment in history, 65 million years ago. And small burrowing creatures, which was what mammals at the time, did have the right protections that are the right skill sets of survival to make it today. And so if it weren't for an asteroid impact, we might all be dinosaurs with tails sticking through the backs of our chairs.
David, you have a question.
Do the technologies we have today, like the one you described with DART a few minutes ago, would they protect us from something that size? And are we now able to detect something that size that has a possibility of coming to Earth?
We think we have found all of the 10-kilometer size objects that are out there. Now, you never say never. We're talking about things that happen every 100 or 200 million years. So these are incredibly rare events. Eventually, we'll get to the point where we inventory the comets that are in deep space, and those will come around the inner solar system every half billion years or so. That's something that could be on a trajectory to hit the Earth. That's incredibly rare. The technology to deflect something that large is probably out of our reach at the moment. But that's why finding these asteroids is so important. Is we want to discover objects that might be hazardous to us. We want to discover those objects as many years, decades, or centuries into the future as possible. In other words, find them, get precise information on their orbits so that we can determine whether they pose any future threat, again, decades or centuries later. And then that gives us plenty of time to put into place a plan to keep us as safe as possible.
Bringing us up to date, the Chelyabinsk strike, it happened in Russia sometime in this century. That was out of nowhere. That was to whom it may concern. And there was reason to believe that as it passed over Chelyabinsk in Russia, it left behind a trail that we could not have easily followed. Where did it come from that we didn't see it coming? And is that something that's routine, that we will never have a warning for such a thing?
So in 2013, this object entered the atmosphere over Chelyabinsk, Russia. It was about 25 meters across. It, at that size, the Earth's atmosphere protects us, but not completely. The Earth's atmosphere was able to exert enough pressure and slow the object down, and that deceleration caused the object to break up. And so the object itself broke up before it reached the ground, lots of pieces and samples as meteorites reached the ground. But what also reached the ground was the shockwave, the air that the asteroid was pushing against when as it entered the atmosphere. And so that shockwave reached the ground. It was large sonic booms. That shockwave was enough to break windows, and people who were looking out the window to see this thing in the sky suffered a lot of facial cuts, but no fatalities from these sorts of things. Right now, it's actually no surprise that we were taken by surprise by something like Chelyabinsk, because we don't have the survey capability as of yet to find objects as small as 25 meters, so that's a school bus or a big truck.
Just a minute, Professor. We'll be right back. I asked too long a question for the time we had left. Richard Benzel of MIT, David Livingston, Dr. Space. This is Hotel Mars, episode end. To be continued, the Earth is okay. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.